Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
So, are the rules really intended to drive commercial fishermen out of business, as Richard Burgess believes? According to Paul Diodati, the director of the Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries, they're not designed to, but that doesn't mean they won't.
The goals of the management plan and the federal law that guides it are to end overfishing. How we define that could be debated, but under its current definition, it requires quotas to be quite a bit lower than what we've seen in recent years. You know, it's going to curb the amount of income that fishermen have been accustomed to earning. We're probably looking at revenues throughout the region dropping to about $60 million as compared to over $100 million in the recent past. Half of that money in fish have been harvested in Massachusetts ports. So you're looking at, you know, a drastic economic reduction in earning opportunity. I don't think that's the goal, but it's certainly a byproduct.
A number of New England lawmakers, including Massachusetts Senator John Kerry and a number of congressmen in the House, have signed a petition asking the Secretary of Commerce, Gary Locke, to step in and take emergency action, fearing that these regulations are going to be very bad for fishermen. What do you think Locke's going to do, if anything?
Well, we just heard that Secretary Locke has agreed to meet with about 20 congressional lawmakers later in May. So that's a very positive first step that hasn't happened yet, and I think it's an excellent sign. The Secretary of Commerce has not been engaged at that level until now.
And what about the middlemen in this, and then the end users, the consumers of the fish? The middlemen have been making money, the fish brokers, and the consumers have been snapping up fish because it's a good buy. What's going to happen to them, and what's going to happen to fish prices in the markets because of all this?
Gloucester is the oldest fishing port in the nation with over 400 years of history. We take that for granted. We take it for granted that things like haddock, flounder, cod are in the marketplace and is fresh and is available as a reasonable price. You're not going to get that in Nebraska. You're not going to get that in Los Angeles or San Francisco or many other parts of the country. But we've become, I think, a little bit spoiled with the ability to get that. It may take a few years, and consumers may, you know, find out in, you know, a less delicate way that we've lost access to some of these products.
Just so I'm clear on it, do you think this will drive up prices in the supermarket?
I think it will have to. I think that as less product is available, and if I think consumers will be willing to pay a premium for local fresh-caught fish, I think that the demand is there. It's one of the more desired, safe, healthy products that consumers could get off the shelf, I think prices will go up.
Paul Diodati, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Well, thank you for having me, Bob, and appreciate the opportunity.
Paul Diodati is the director of the Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries and co-director of the Massachusetts Marine Fisheries Institute. Stay tuned. In the coming weeks, we'll follow the story of Richard Burgess, the Gloucester fisherman we spoke to a few minutes ago, to see how or if his fleet is holding up under the new federal regulations. Take a look at the photographs of our visit to Gloucester Harbor on a beautiful sunny day. We put together a slideshow on our website, wbur.org.